Welcome to Tokyo. My name is Ayami Matsumoto. My job is taking care of the waste disposal for Central Tokyo, where 8 million people live. We are now in the garage of a waste management office. And now it's 8 o'clock in the morning, and the collection workers are doing morning exercise to prevent back injuries because they have to pick up heavy waste every day. After that, they are going out into town to pick up waste. In Tokyo, there are more than 770,000 offices and more than 5 million households. Now it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm now in the Tokyo Bay. This is the final destination of all the waste generated in Tokyo. And I see a lot of trucks coming here from the town. Those are the trucks I saw in the morning in town, and they carry incombustible waste to here. And the remaining trucks, which is loaded with burnable waste, they carry those waste to an incineration plant. The ash comes here too. Where I stand is on the landfilling side. It is reclaimed from on the sea. And we cannot continue this for a long time because the current one will be filled in 5 years. And the next one will be definitely the last one for Tokyo City because it is not possible to reclaim the ocean endlessly. In Tokyo, in a year, 4 million tons of waste is generated, and it is said over 60% of the waste volume is coming from packaging and containers. So it is the citizens' responsibility to refuse such extra packaging when they purchase it, and it is something they can do, and it is something we can't do. For Tokyo, landfilling site is one of the precious resources, and our responsibility is to hand it to our next generation. In that sense, we have to try to reduce our waste and promote recyclables.
After incineration, the burnt ashes are cooled in the ash cooling basin and gathered in this ash bunker by the conveyor and carried to the landfill sites around Tokyo Bay. Incineration reduces the...
Now we are at the incinerating plant in Tokyo, and now it is midnight, but still people are working here because the incinerator never stops 24 hours a day, and it burns waste every day around the clock. The burnable waste collected in town is carried to here and burned, and the ash will be carried to a disposal site. We also generate power here by using the heat from the incineration. And the power generated in this plant will cover the use of 52,000 households. We have 17 incineration plants in Tokyo, and as a whole, the power generated all those plants were sold, and we gained $2 million last year. And now you might see that the management of waste in Tokyo is a very huge responsibility. And if we mismanage it, there will be a big stink, and that's the last thing we want.